All that you touch. You change. All that you change. Changes you. The only lasting truth. Is change. God. Is change. Parable of the Sower. What is change? This is the question that I raised after reading this poem from my English class. Is change inevitable? This is the second question that followed up. This poem makes sense to me in terms of the inevitability of change. We always change from time to time, and distance to distance. I am standing in my room right now, and if I leave my room in the next second, my position changes. From child to teenager, my height and weight changes, my knowledge expands, a different kind of change, and my language skills may change as well. Everything about me changes as time passes by. The next second me is probably not exactly the same as me at present, which applies to every object in the world. Therefore, change does seem inevitable. And only change itself is unchangeable. But how about the repetition of changes? Isn't it unchangeable too? It is true that a tree seed changes all the time from seed to shoot, to low tree, to high tree, and to death. But if we consider the growing process of a tree seed as a whole, then the process itself repeats for uncountable times. When the seed grows into a tree and then to death, the seed from the dead tree will repeat the same process and grow into a mature tree, which then dies and leaves a seed to grow. The same applies to seasons, from spring to summer to autumn to winter and then to spring again. If we consider some repeatable changes as a whole, then they also seem unchangeable. However, the reason why these changes are called changes is because they are changes to us, or me as an individual. How about for the people, animals or creatures not perceiving these changes? Are the changes that we perceive still changes to them? If a colorblind person does not perceive the change in color of the traffic light, if a pigeon does not notice its change in location, if a plant does not, arguable not able to, notice global warming, are those changes still applicable to them, or only to us, for whom I assume know the color, location and global warming changes? Is change objective or subjective? If there is an objective change, then this change is perceived from what perspective? An assumed perfectly healthy human being's perspective, God's perspective, or the universe's perspective?